Welcome to Counterthought, a podcast dedicated to conserving America's freedom, culture, and values. Audio versions are available on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, and Spotify. Video versions are available on YouTube and Rumble. Let's go. A new precedent has been set with the conviction and sentencing of Jennifer and James Crumley. They are the parents of Ethan Crumley, who committed the school shooting that took four innocent lives in Michigan back in 2021. Now, a lot of Republicans are worried about what kind of precedent this sets moving forward. But I think holding parents responsible, it's about dang time. Welcome to Counterthought. Yesterday in Michigan, Jennifer and James Crumley were sentenced to a minimum of 10 years in prison for their conviction of involuntary manslaughter, for their negligence that contributed to the school shooting committed by their son, Ethan, back in 2021. Now, the facts of this case, because again, this was almost three full years ago. This happened in 2021, and there were four students killed. The shooter at the time, 15 years old, Ethan Crumley, had a handgun, a Sig Sauer, a gun that his parents purchased a couple of days before. His parents are Jennifer and James Crumley, and they have already been convicted, and yesterday was the sentencing. They were convicted of involuntary manslaughter and were sentenced to a minimum of 10 years. Now, the timeline is that his father had purchased the handgun a couple of days prior. And leading up to this, his mental state, Ethan's mental state, was not good. And there was an incident at the school where Ethan was in a classroom drawing very violent images, writing out messages on that same image, which resulted in the parents, Jennifer and James, being called into the school. They sat down with the administration in the school, talked through it, but they did not pull Ethan out of school that day. They didn't take him home. They didn't try to seek immediate, mental help for their son. He just went back to the classroom and they went back to work. And then a couple hours later in the day, with that gun in his backpack, and there are a few other questions, right? Why the school didn't search this, why they didn't call law enforcement. We can talk about that later. But later that day, after the meeting, he pulled out that gun and committed the shooting, killing four innocent students at that school. This is the first time parents have been found liable for the actions of their minor child in a school shooting situation. Unfortunately, this isn't the first school shooting, and we all know that. But when this news broke, there were quite a few Republicans and even pundits and commentators like myself who got real squishy about the sentencing. They were squishy before about the conviction and now continue to be squishy about the sentencing, wondering and worrying about the precedent that this sets. Now, I'm of the mind, and I said this in my red flag laws episode, and I've thought about doing just a complete episode dedicated to like the squishy Republican and how Republicans get in the way of actual action. I've thought about making this episode after the Ben Shapiro and Destiny debate, because I have this innate desire. This is, outside of this podcast, outside of politics and everything else, but this innate desire to improve things, to improve processes more specifically. And I believe there are actual steps that can be taken, immediate steps, to help alleviate or improve some of the problems that we are facing in America, not only politically, but throughout our culture and society. So when I hear Republicans, especially conservatives, start to tiptoe around these things and say, this wasn't really a good idea with the conviction and the sentencing, because you know, what if this is just a way to circumvent the government for a gun grab, you know, go and take the weapon, the gun now from the parents because they are now a convicted felon, yada, yada, yada. You know, what about in the future if the parent, if the kids are drinking at home and having a house party and the parents know there's drinking at the house and there's a house party, then the kid leaves the house and goes and drives and gets in, has a DUI accident and kills somebody in that accident. Like, why are you being tiptoeing around this? That's where I am. Like, why? This is good. Finally, we are holding adults responsible. There has been, for years now, a sharp increase in mental health issues in America. Teenagers, among teenagers. I did an episode about this. Go back to around episodes 30 to 33 about mental health epidemic in the United States for teenagers. Talking about 30%+ of teenagers, especially girls, have had thoughts of suicide, who don't believe that they have a hope for the future. You know, we need to get kids these help, the help that they need, as evidenced by what this boy Ethan was dealing with and what the parents just neglected, just as it was said in the court documents, that they were indifferent to the signs of their son's deteriorating mental health. It is about time that we hold parents accountable for the actions of their minor child when it is truly negligence. And I agree with what Clay Travis said on his show yesterday, Clay Travis and Buck Sexton show. He's a parent just like I am. His kids are older than mine. But he's like, you know, this is good. We need to have responsible parents. Parents need to be held responsible. If you are just dismissive of neglecting your child, then you have a responsibility. We find businesses responsible all the time if they're negligent. There's a puddle on the floor that's not supposed to be there because, you know, of a leaky ceiling tile or something like that, or someone spilled something in the aisle and you slip and fall on that. You will get an attorney, slip and fall accident, boom, hundreds of thousands of dollars probably going to be awarded to you. Like, you know, that is commonplace. We hold businesses liable. It's about time we hold individuals accountable for their inaction, for their negligence. So going back to what Clay Travis said, he's like, you know, this is good. And yes, I don't see this as some way for there to be a gun grab. Each case, you have to go based on the specific facts of each case. So the tiptoeing around this and being worried about the precedent that this sets, this is why nothing good gets done while we're failing to see progress on the Republican side of the aisle, on the right side of the aisle. There are things we can do today that will make some immediate actions, that will make improvements in our culture and our society. This being one of them. Parents, they should be held responsible for their minor child's actions when, you know, based on the specifics of the case, if they are found to be negligent in their behavior. I mean, think about it. We hold parents responsible now if they neglect their child at home, right? If you don't feed your child, if you don't make sure your child is going to school, if you, you know, beat your child, right? We hold those parents responsible. Why should we not hold them responsible for the act of a school shooting if they were negligent in their behavior? In this case, they didn't lock up the gun, right? It's just like they just bought the gun and left it loose in the house. Not only did he have access to the gun, he had access to ammo, right? You need two in order to fire a shot. They were dismissive or of his deteriorating mental health. So they're not clued in to what is actually going on with their son. And sure, kids can hide their thoughts and their feelings, but you need to do a better job in your parenting to be tuned in to what is going on with your child, because whether they hide, you know, their emotions and things that they're thinking, you should be able to tell with their body language and other means, other methods, that something is not right with your child. And it's not just something to be, you know, brushed off to the side or to be swept under the rug. Kids in our society today need help for a variety of reasons. So I'm putting this, those who think that this is, you know, sets a bad precedent, how about we stop with that and stop being so worried about the future, which is something that we cannot control. We can influence, we can impact, but we cannot control. Let's not sacrifice, you know, the potential to make an improvement for our society just because we are fearful that, you know, this could be used by a bad acting attorney, prosecutor, right? We can handle that when, if that issue arises. So things just like, oh, you know, well, for instance, going back to the Ben Shapiro Destiny debate, which happened, I think, about a month or two ago. Destiny was like, hey, you know, let's make some actual changes, you know, that could improve the home life of kids and everything else. You know, like, how are we going to improve kids actually going to, you know, making better decisions and being more accountable, being more responsible? Here's some tangible things we could do today. Here's some actual actions. And then Ben Shapiro was like, well, you know, really what we need kids to get parents to get married and get back into, you know, their church, to engage in religion and so on and so forth. And it's like, okay, great. I agree. You are trying to get to the root cause. But some things we don't require to get to the root cause, at least not in this moment. You can make actual improvements in this moment. They're called quick actions, immediate impact. While also going after the root cause, yes. Getting mothers and fathers to be married before having kids, yes. Right? Staying married, right? With a divorce rate, improving the divorce rate, staying married, keeping the fathers in the home, yes. Going to church, being engaged in your community, active in your community, yes. Those things can happen while also taking immediate actions for some quick fixes. This goes back to me personally with the process improvement. You take, like, I have certifications in Six Sigma, Lean Six Sigma. You're trying to find the root cause, right? The root cause for a problem, to help solve and improve a problem, to eliminate a problem. But there are also things that you can do that are quick fixes that will help in the immediate term. And you can do that while also continuing to work and address the root cause of the major issue. So I've grown tired of a lot of Republicans and conservative Republicans who, you know, are afraid to actually engage in actions that can have immediate impact because they're more concerned about the root cause. The root cause with a lot of the issues in today's society, again, stepping away from this school shooting for a moment, take generations to improve. Right? If we're talking about trying to improve the divorce rate, right? So decreasing the divorce rate, keeping fathers in the home, less single parent homes, especially single mothers, getting involved in the church, you know, having more children, all these things. This takes 1 to 2 generation minimum to see the impact, the fruits of that labor, right? 1 to 2 generations. So we're talking anywhere between, you know, 20 to 40 plus years. Meanwhile, while doing that, we could also take other actions today that have an immediate impact, right? An immediate improvement. And if we have to, in this case, like I've already rattled off for the school shooting for Jennifer and James Crumbly, if it is going to take a little bit of fear that you might get locked up for your negligence if your child commits a school shooting, which is one of the worst acts that we see in our culture today, good. Good. As I already outlined, we use fear, right? The fear of consequence, being ruled by the stick instead of the carrot, motivated by the stick instead of the carrot when it comes to child neglect at the home, when it comes to, you know, other things at the house, such as physical abuse, such as not feeding your child, you know, not making sure your kids are safe. If you're driving in the car and your kids are not buckled up, you get pulled over by the cop, you're going to be in trouble, right? We do this all the time, all the time. And I think it's about time that we do hold parents liable for their negligence when they are negligent. So I have no issues with this sentencing, the conviction and the sentencing of Ethan Crumley's parents, Jennifer and James Crumley. They get a minimum of 10 years up to a maximum of 15 for their involuntary manslaughter conviction. And stepping outside of just parental responsibility, going back to what I said earlier, it is about time we start holding adults responsible for their actions. Think of all the instances in which we are not doing that in our society today. Abortion. You might say, whoa, abortion. Like, where'd that come from? That came out of nowhere. That came out of left field. All right, well, my main issue with abortion is that we are the argument of, oh, it's women's rights, right? Women's rights. They have their own like bodily autonomy to do what they want to do. They get to make their own decision. No. The decision, and they, I think on purpose, but they also might just legitimately think this. Your decision was when you decided to engage in sexual activity. Your decision, that is when you had the chance to make your decision. Your decision is not after you get pregnant. It is before, to prevent yourself from becoming pregnant. So that's one. Another instance, the administrative state, congressional members, right? Elected officials. This podcast is heavy on politics, right? What is the incentive structure that we have built for our elected officials? Say whatever you can do that's popular with the people, that'll get you on TV, that'll get you notoriety, that'll result in some book deal or some future after, you know, you've served your term, land you a contributorship or a hosting gig on a TV show, on a news network. We don't hold any of them accountable for their inactions or the actions that they take that are terrible and have bad consequences. Finally, we're seeing a little bit of pushback from some citizens, like on the municipality levels, like against their mayors or the governors, right, on the state level. But are we actually holding our congressional members accountable on the federal level? When you go to the ballot box and in the primary, and then in the primary especially, but then also in the general, are you actively following what your members did, your representations, your representatives did? Or are you just putting them back in office because you're being a lazy, uninformed voter, low informational voter, and then nothing is going to improve because it's the same old, same old? Right? If you're living in the inner city, like in Chicago, for example, when I did my episode on, you know, the flack that the mayor of Chicago is catching for the money being given to these illegal immigrants, in the same in New York. Like, when it comes time to election time again, are you going to hold the elected officials accountable? Not only just the mayor, but your city commissioners, right? School systems, are you going to hold your school board members, all these elected officials accountable? Because it is about time, or actually it is beyond time, for us to hold adults accountable for their inaction or actions, right? It is, the incentive is backwards. We put people there to represent us, and then they don't represent us, and yet we continue to put them there. So going back to Jennifer and James Crumley and their sentencing, a minimum of 10 years for their negligence, their inaction, not securing the handgun, being indifferent to the signs of their son's deteriorating health. He has a life sentence. The parents now have a minimum of 10 to 15 years. And I'm tired of these squishy Republicans, squishy conservative Republicans who, yes, you should always think of the precedent that something sets, but do not allow that to allow you to give yourself an out. I think it's used too much as an out to not take action that would have an immediate impact. So the sentencing, the 10 to 15 years, the conviction of this involuntary manslaughter, I believe is a good thing. Adults should be held accountable. We need more active and engaged parents in the United States. We need accountability. Maybe, hopefully, that accountability will result to an improvement in behavior and actions. So I believe that this sentencing, again, is good precedent. The facts of each case are going to be different. Let the facts of those cases of each case determine the conviction and the sentencing. I do not see this as some backwards way to be a gun grab. This is actually finally holding people accountable for their action or inaction. This, again, is at the familial level. And hopefully we will start to hold our elected officials to the same level, to holding them accountable, to taking immediate action to make improvements in our society with the foresight, right? With foresight, but let's not shy away from making improvements today because we are relying on getting to the root cause of every single issue. That'll take generations to change. That'll take generations to improve. Let's work on the root causes while also working on the here and now. So again, I have no issues with this sentencing. It is about time that we hold parents accountable for their actions and their inactions. And hopefully that this will also carry over. You and I are the voters, right? We the people. We will also apply this to our own elected officials and hold them accountable for their actions and inactions. Thank you for listening to this episode of Counterthought, a podcast dedicated to conserving America's freedom, culture, and values. You can find additional episodes on Apple Podcasts, YouTube Music, and Spotify. Video versions of the podcast are available on YouTube and Rumble. Thanks for listening, and spread the word.